What's going on, people? So this is going to be a pretty quick little, whatever. Not a review, because there's nothing to review. Yeah, there is technically. There's a little square box in my hand, but it's really fucking boring, so. This is the Eleaf Eye Care. One. Not the Eye Care Solo, or the 140, or what the fuck that they're coming out with now. What?
Yeah, the Eye Care Mini,
the Eye Care 2, none of that bullshit. This is the standard, good old classic Eye Care. I got this, and we got it at Avail Vapor a couple of days ago for like $10, so it was like, whatever. Comes with a coil, and it comes with a spare coil. And the way that this thing works is you have a rod with a coil on it that goes down into the tank reservoir. And so, pretty much, this is pretty much stupid for a blind person. Who's not being, you know, not paying attention.
The tank reservoir is attached to the battery. Like, you can't take it.
Yeah, you cannot remove it. It's an all-in-one. It's literally an AIO. There is no removing of a tank or a fucking top piece or anything like that. So this is very, very, you know, it's basically a unipiece thing. There's a battery, and then there's the connection on the bottom. And then basically the rod goes in, and then the top cap comes on. So pretty much, pretty much the thing that I really don't like about this as a blind person is you cannot fill it all the way up because of the rod. And you don't know exactly where you are. I mean, you have to do a lot of guessing. Maybe do some sound tests. Blow on the whole, you know, blow on it while you're filling it and maybe try and get an idea of the pitch. I'm way too fucking lazy to do that. And there's a few reasons why I'm not going to be using this all the time. I mean, I might keep it around, but realistically, let's face it, I say these positive things. I'm not going to fucking use this, okay? It'll sit there in the drawer for months. So let's have a fucking drag and see what happens. Not bad flavor, but certainly not. I mean, I'm gonna pull a Mike Vapes and go, not too bad, pretty good. But
the flavor on that thing sucks.
Yeah, it's okay. But I mean, that's a low fucking okay. That is, I can taste it. But, guys, is this an Aspire device? Oh! So, yeah, a lot of fucking air, a lot of noise. I mean, the way that this thing is designed, too, it's cheap as fucking hell. I mean, it's just a cheap-looking piece of work here. I got the black version, or it's like a red, dark red, maybe. But pretty much you have a little cover thing, you just pull it off, there's your rod, you unscrew it, the coil's on the end of the rod, you fill up the tank as much as you can, you put it back together. It's like the Aspire Breeze Kit, except it's shittier than the Aspire Breeze Kit.
The other thing I will mention is if you have a lot of coordination issues...
This is not the mod for you. Yeah, if you have coordination shit like CP or fucking whatever, like getting that rod out of there is a bitch.
I can't get that rod out.
Or if you're drinking and shit, like having a good time and you're not exactly with it, you'll end up just pissing on this thing and throwing it away because it's not really, you know what I'm saying? It holds 2 mils, but it's kind of just this, little shit, just a shit kicker mod, really. It's a little baby device, hopefully to help a smoker, kick the habit or whatever, but it's pretty much, you know, for that price, just get a fucking Surin Air or something. That's even better. Or a fucking, an A Pro, a UD A Pro, which is what I'm going to talk about next. That's an amazing device.
When I was in the shop and I was talking to the guy about, you know, what do you like about it, what do you not like about it for this eye care, he said basically that he didn't like anything about it because the thing is, it's an auto draw device, which isn't a problem generally. But he was saying that he had it in his pocket and it was firing, and I've seen other devices do that.
Yeah, if you push the pod a certain way, it'll just start firing. For no good fucking reason. Remember that with a drop?
Yes.
So, I mean, there's that, and there's also the fact that the mouthpiece on here is absolutely fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's this big squarish plastic piece. It's bigger than a Swisher Sweet cigar tip. I mean, the thing's huge, okay?
Double width.
Double width, motherfucker. Yeah, camel wides, okay? Huge. Ridiculous. Stupid. Don't need that. Where's the small little tubular fucking goodness that we're used to? So,
the other problem with that mouthpiece is it looks like all of the vapor should come through it like a screen.
Like central, but it's not. It's on one corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a hole on one corner of this mouthpiece. It's not like the whole thing is open, which I think is a mistake. Why in the fuck not do that? I guess they realized that the flavor sucks, so they had to like narrow it down somewhere. I don't fucking know, but it's it's something weird, but I like a lot of eLeaf stuff. I mean, I know that the iCare 2 is probably a shitload better than this thing, but this is not something you want to go buy. If you have $20, go get an A Pro kit, and you'll be a lot happier. At least if you know nothing about tanks, and if you're, you know, a little more coordinated and shit, you can use this, but it's really not worth it. The airflow is weird. It's loud. I mean, like... Sure, you can fucking put some tape over it or cover up the side hole, you know? But then you're worrying about gurgling. Because now, let me just watch this. I'm going to hit it again. Little gurgly.
Yeah, getting that thing to fire is a pain in the ass.
Auto fire, man. It's fun to play with this thing, but it's honestly not very reliable. I mean, you got to suck on it for a few. Like, watch. 3, 2, 1. Took like a half a second, like takes forever to get going. And I believe it's a PWM signal, so. I don't care about the milliamp hours of this battery. I really don't care about anything about it because it's okay. If that's the only device I had and it was vaping and I had to wait like a week to get my, you know, if I had to wait a week to get an A Pro or something, I'd use a TFE8. I don't care. I'd fucking steal one if I had no other device that I could vape, but that's me, and that's the fucking vape thing on the iCare. It's not really all that good. It's a little bit of a joke, to be honest. The mouthpiece sucks. The way you fill it's weird. It's doable, but the way you fill it just kind of sucks compared to what I want. And in 2018, there's no reason why this shit should be sold anymore, in my opinion. I'm sorry, I don't want to leave a negative review, but a Nautilus, an original big Nautilus is good. This thing, no. Sorry. Nope. It's got okay flavor, as in I can taste the tobacco vape, but it's very, very light. It's like it's watered down, like it's coming through a big tunnel, which it is. The coil's on the bottom of a rod, okay? And then the rod goes through the whole fucking device. I mean, it's like having a sub-ohm tank type of distance here, but you don't have to deal with big clouds. You're dealing with a little tiny fucking amount of vapor. So you're not dealing with a bunch of output, and it's they just didn't design this the right way. And that's, of course, proven because the iCare 2 does not have anything to do with it. The pod system, the coil shoves right into the bottom of the pod. That's a really, really nice setup. I bet that tastes a shitload better, if you could ever get it to work. We had issues with mine, and I don't know, or this one, and it was just fucked up.
And iCare 1. Had issues, the same issues that we had. The problem was that it looks like it comes with an installed coil, and you would think that being a tank in 2018, it would come with an installed coil, but it doesn't.
It doesn't. So
then you put the coil in.
It doesn't want to fit back down. The pod does not want to fit back into the battery device.
Yeah.
So you can cram it all day and push down on it and push the button and fire it and vape it, but as far as getting it to, like, you know, work normally, not so much. So, piece of shit. That's this review, guys. I'm going to fuck off and, stay tuned, because right after this, there's going to be the A Pro kit from UD, a nice little 16mm awesome battery. You'll see my wonderful review on that in a minute. So peace out, peoplies. And if you have any sense, just probably stay away from this fucking thing for the reasons I've outlined above. It's just kind of,
MTL devices aren't much to write home about
anyway. No, it's just kind of, it's an MTL device. Just go fucking grab something that's not this, and you'll do better. It's nothing to write home about, and for the reasons I've already pointed out, so I'll get out of here. Peace. Fucking no flavor. Later.